to have holdings of that nature. Of course, I guess it shouldn't. There were Negroes who had slaves of their own.
Yes.
Not in the state, I guess, but elsewhere. Are there foreign settlements in this general area?
No.
It's just, is this on the reservation, this Osage country?
No, this Osage, well, yes. You see, because it would have to be for them to get a percent of our oil and what have you, wouldn't it? See, and they get a sixth of all the oil that we run.
Gee, that's nice for them.
How about that? That's where they're getting all this money, see, because they have drilled more in Oklahoma. And that's why their checks are so much larger.
Goodness. Well, what would you call a person, from the back country who doesn't know much about civilized ways?
Lester would just say ignorant. That's what he would say. And I would probably say, I don't like the word ignorant. It makes me feel sad or unhappy or something. I'd probably say he's kind of from the backwoods. I'd probably say it just about like that.
He's a what?
I'd probably say it. He's just sort of from the backwoods.
Uh-huh.
I'd probably say it like that. Or like when they go to Arkansas, you know, they put rocks in their shoes.
Any special term for white person who's poor and takes no pride at all in anything?
Well, and we have some of those around here. I'm just even down the street from us, and I don't know. The word that I would give them would be, it would almost have to be ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense of the word, because those children have lived here in this town about all of their lives, and they can't even read and write.
Mm.
They can't. They can't figure or anything like that.
Good heavens, they're certainly ill prepared.
Yes, it's terrible, just terrible. Now, you wouldn't think we'd have any people just in town like that, would you?
No.
Well, and there's two families here that have children that can't read and write. Now, then there are others in the colored edition, too. But I mean, these are white people.
Are the children mentally retarded, or?
I don't think so. I think it's just lack of seeing that they go to school and seeing that they get what they need.
Hmm. What would you call a person who takes no pride whatsoever in his dress and wears old, dirty, raggedy clothes?
I'd call him dirty, probably.
Or slouchy or slovenly?
Yes, slouchy.
Or sloppy? Or?
Sloppy. Those are all my words.
How about a person who isn't at all careful? Say he smokes and drops ashes on his clothes and burns them.
Well, you'd be a lot the same way too. It's kind of nasty life, because usually people like that maybe chew tobacco and kind of runs out of the side of their mouth and gets on them.
Careless? Or?
Dirty.
And a person who makes up his mind and won't change it no matter what?